You're listening to MLB.com Extras, brought to you by MLB.tv. It's baseball everywhere.
Talking Reds baseball today, this Monday, May 9th, with Reds reporter Mark Sheldon. And Mark, I don't know what else to say at this point other than there's got to be somebody out there with a Reds pitching voodoo doll. I don't know. John Lamb pitching really well yesterday, then out of nowhere has to leave the game in the fifth inning with an injury to his pitching hand. It's mind-boggling. At this point, he'd been really effective in his 2016 debut, filling in for the also-injured John Moscott, and now in the middle of his second start, he also leaves with an injury. What is the latest on John Lamb right now?
Yeah, he got injured. He jammed his thumb on an at-bat, and he has currently got a thumb, a soft cast on his hand. It's been immobilized. They don't want him to even throw a baseball until at least Wednesday, so it's about 2 days off. And then they'll see. He's currently penciled in, keyword pencil, to make the next start. But Brian Price also left it wide open that he could adjust the rotation. And he didn't seem very optimistic that Lamb would make the next start. And what they can do is, with an off day on Thursday for the team, they can move everybody up behind him. And they could pitch on their normal rest. So that would be Dan Straley, and followed by Alfredo Simon, followed by Tim Adelman. So They have some options in that way. They don't think it's a DL situation, but they certainly want to see how his thumb reacts after a couple of days of, taking a break and getting ice and all that.
Yeah, no question there. And it's just such a, like I said, a mind-boggling thing with all the other injuries this team has had, especially with the rotation and the bullpen. It just makes your head spin right now. So hopefully, as you said, not a DL situation for John Lamb and something a little more benign. Of course, the whole reason that Lamb was in the big leagues at all was because John Moscott, as we said, went down recently with a shoulder injury. Now he's on the 15-day DL. In your estimation, how severe is this injury for Moscott, and is this in any way related to the shoulder surgery that he endured last May?
It is related to that. It started in New York. He was pitching the fifth inning of a start at Citi Field, and he, for the first time since he'd come back from that surgery, and he came back from the intercostal strain that he had during spring training, he felt discomfort. And what he didn't want to do was have that discomfort manifest itself into changing his mechanics and leading to other injuries. So they had to take a break, and I know that he was available from the bullpen for a few days, but he wasn't comfortable pitching, and they decided they couldn't wait anymore, and they needed another arm, and they decided to go ahead and put him on the DL. So I don't think it's that serious, but at the same time, they have to get it to calm down. Like all these other injuries that they've been dealing with, they got to make sure that all the pain is out there so that way they're not pitching hurt and then causing other things to happen.
Yeah, that's true. Just err on the side of caution with the two Johns right now, both Lamb and Moscott's hurts. We'll see just how severe it is or isn't in the days ahead for sure. Mark, on the slightly more positive end of things, the Reds bullpen finally ended their dubious major league record streak of allowing a run in 23 straight appearances. They turned in four scoreless in Friday's 5-1 win over Milwaukee. And I'm by no means saying that this is the end of the streak means they're going to become the Royals or the Yankees bullpen. That's not by no means whatsoever. But I got to think it's nonetheless an enormous weight off their shoulders to finally have this behind him, and they can kind of go out there in relief situations from here on out with something of a clean slate.
Yeah, yes and no. I guess they didn't really want to acknowledge the streak as much. I mean, they talking to a couple of guys, Cingrani and Caleb Cotham, they were aware of the streak, but they didn't sit around a lot of time dwelling on it and talking about it and going, Cingrani's like, oh, no, we can't have 23 in a row. They never really looked at it that way. But at the same time, I think Brian Price and maybe some other people were glad that talking point was eliminated, at least for a little bit. The flip side of that, of course, is that they had a struggle the last couple of games. So really they've now allowed runs in 25 of 26 games, and they're going to come close to the Indians. 2004 Indians, they allowed a run in 30 of 31 games with a complete game in the middle there. So they do need to find some stability in that bullpen. And even though they got the monkey off their back, so to speak, and we can stop talking about the streak, they really need to figure out some roles, find some stability. They need to have the rotation go deeper into games and give these guys a chance. Because really, as much as you want to blame the relievers for the shortcomings this year, there is some culpability with the rotation that it's not able to give them many deep starts. Alfredo Simon did the best he could with a 7 2/3 innings recently, but they need a lot more of those. They can't just be once every so often.
Yeah, like you said, it goes hand in hand certainly between the rotation and the relief corps. And the game they turned in to end the streak was by no means a cheapie. It was 4 scoreless, so they had to get 12 outs without giving up a run. So that was a credit to them. We're not talking about one inning in a 10-run game or something like that. This was some big time legitimate work by that bullpen. And hopefully, as you said, that talking point at least for now is done. They can forget about it, stop hearing about it from us media types, and just kind of go out there and pitch. With regards to that Reds bullpen, Mark, they have a new arm in its disposal, as Lane Thompson recalled from AAA for the second time this year. Did not make an appearance the first time. I believe he was called up when Jay Bruce went on paternity leave. But how much do you know about Thompson, and what kind of a workload could he be in store for?
Yeah, we got to see him in spring training, and he really was impressive for most of the time he was in camp and did a pretty good job. He can go short. He can go long. They like the fact that he's got 3 pitches and can give him some length. He's comfortable going to or even into a third inning. He's comfortable finishing games. The one thing you'll notice about him when he does get into a game at the major league level is that he has a delivery that looks awful lot like that of Tim Lincecum. It's kind of uncanny seeing how he pitches and then remembering what Lincecum pitches like. So I think fans will be kind of – They'll recognize that delivery if they know anything about the Giants of a few years ago. So we'll see. We'll see if he gets in. They definitely will be carrying 8 relievers for the time being and going short on the bench when they sent down Kyle Waldrop, who was up here for all of one day. They decided they couldn't be short in the bullpen after Lamb's short outing on Sunday. So, 8-man bullpen, 4-man bench. It's the best they can come up with right now until things kind of settle down.
And with regards to the comparisons in delivery between Thompson and Lincecum, was Lincecum a guy that he emulated kind of coming up through the ranks, or is this just purely coincidental?
There's some coincidence. No, it was not a straight-up emulation, but it was something that he was just comfortable doing. Their body types are somewhat similar, and it's something he's comfortable. He did mention that he kind of framed his delivery after someone else, and honestly, I cannot remember who was back in spring training. He's somebody with Oakland, and now I cannot think of the guy's name, but he kind of viewed that guy as more of a person he wanted to emulate than straight up with Lincecum. But he does recognize that it's there, and he just certainly hopes he has the kind of career Lincecum has.
Yeah, certainly Lincecum not employed at the moment, but still
right.
2 Cy Youngs on the resume. That's certainly a guy you want to duplicate if you're going to go on a major league path, that's for sure. We'll see what we get from Lane Thompson in the coming days here. On the flip end of things, it's just been such a struggle and a depressing 2016 for J.J. Hoover. This guy, he's a veteran, a proud veteran. He's got a track record, but I just think that Brian Price and the team felt like they had no other option. They sent him down to AAA, and all you can do at this point is hope that he rediscovers something down in AAA away from the pressures of the major league spotlight, because we all know he's better than that, grotesque ERA may suggest.
Yeah, it's worked before. A couple years ago, they had to send him down. This is when he was in a more low-profile role, and he was having a struggle, and I think it was 2013 or 14, and 2014, and they sent him down. Actually, it was 2013, and they sent him down, and he came back, and he was pretty good. And, this gives him a chance to get away from it. It's gotten to the point now where he even sets one toe outside the bullpen door towards the field. He's getting booed. And it's just, once it's in your head sometimes, it's just hard to get it right. And I think this is definitely a needed move for him. And we'll see if it works or not. But it wasn't working when the last straw, so to speak, or whatever, is to give him a 9-3 lead. That's when Alfredo Simon gave 7 2/3 inning. The bullpen only needed to get 4 outs. They got the first out. He pitched the 9th for the last 3 outs. And the very first batter he faces, Chris Carter, clobbered a home run off the batter's eye. And it was just right down the middle. And that kind of just said maybe it's time to have him, step back and take a break.
Yeah, and like you said, we forget sometimes these guys are human. And when you step out the bullpen door and you hear, 30,000 people boo you, how could that not affect you in any profession, whether it's athletics or something else? So hopefully he gets away from it, gets his head together, and comes back and is the pitcher we know he can be at some point later on this season. Mark, of course, it was Mother's Day yesterday, of course. Newsflash there, I know. I know you had a chance to speak with a handful of players about what the holiday means to them. I know a few of them in particular had some really heartwarming stories about their mothers, if you care to share some of those.
I think the one that really stood out to me was Evan DeJesus Jr., of course, is the son of a former Major League player and coach. And I found it very interesting the fact that he, you know, when he had to prepare for a big game or a tournament or even a session where he was going to be viewed by scouts, that it was his mother, Yvette, who was the one that got him ready by, you know, hitting him ground balls or playing catch. And I found that to be, you know, his father was away coaching at the time, and he wasn't around to be able to help him, so it fell on his mother, and she apparently did that. And he's very grateful for the fact that he had a mom that could support him and help him realize his dreams. And I think that was kind of the basis of all the guys I talked to, is that, well, you know, of course everyone has a mom, and everyone has a mom some is fortunate to have to support them, but some of them had a mom that helped them really go the extra mile, whether it was to drive them to practices, drive them to games, or give them just be an ear to listen to when a game didn't go well. And I think that's nice that anyone could have that in any walk of life, to have a good sounding board. So I just thought that was interesting. And Mrs. DeJesus certainly had a, you know, she went above and beyond perhaps by hitting fungos to her son.
Yeah, no question there. Well done by her. Moms are pretty awesome. I think we can all agree on that, and a great way to celebrate moms yesterday around Major League Baseball for Mother's Day. Mark, to wrap up here, Brandon Phillips recently had a torrid stretch last week. He homered in four straight, five homers in those four games. And not to get carried away, reacting to a hot streak, every player will have them during the course of a season, but he's got six homers already, halfway to his total of 12 from 2015. He's not hit 20 homers since 2009. What are the chances he does that here in 2016?
I think so far it's pretty good. He's one of those guys. He hasn't given a lot of insight in terms of why he's doing well. I mean, I know I'm sure he's put in the work and everything like that, but I think he does a lot with when people underestimate him. I think he almost thrives on that a little bit. And you know, one of the things he said the other night was, you know, people have kind of forgotten about him, and he wanted to remind people that he was still around. So. You know, I think he likes, you know, in some ways being you know, feeling at least the disrespect thing, or, you know, he wants to prove people wrong and no one believed in him and all that stuff. Some of that, I don't know if it's accurate or not, but he, you know, for whatever reason, he's using it to his advantage and it's working for him. And I think, he's definitely done a nice job at the plate this year. It's been very much needed that, you know, without Devin Mesoraco, who's going to be out probably for the year with his shoulder surgery. They need all the offense they can get, and he's done a nice job in the cleanup spot.
Yeah, and like you said, that's a guy that he's been around for a while, and he wants people to know that, hey, I'm still here, I'm not going anywhere, and he might be better than ever here in his mid-30s. He turns 35, I believe, in about less than a month, maybe a little more. Mark Sheldon, we appreciate your time on this Monday afternoon. We'll do it again next week. In the meantime, Matt Wehmeyer signing off for MLB.com Extras, Cincinnati Reds.
MLB.tv Premium, the number one live streaming sports service, is celebrating 13 years. Watch every out-of-market regular season game live or on demand in true HD. Real-time highlights, live look-ins, pitch tracking widget, and more. MLB.tv Premium includes a free At-Bat 15 subscription. Watch live baseball on over 400 mobile and connected devices. Watch at home, in the office, or on the go, every night, on every device. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Visit MLB.tv for details.